70-plus all his life, and to this day, he sleeps out in the...
On a porch or somewhere like that, uh-huh.
Porch, and the windows open.
Well, you know, I always thought that if you sleep that way, and I think everybody, there was a time that everybody if you didn't have a sleeping porch, you thought you just, it was terrible if you didn't have all the windows raised, it was down to zero. But, you know, I always thought you kind of had this problem. If you already, suppose you had a real bad cold, now what are you going to do? Because, now you know that wouldn't be good for anybody who already had a cold.
Theory was you froze out the germs.
Maybe so.
I don't know. How about the the thing I did want to ask about, is a comfort ever called a quilt?
Well, that's a little bit different. A quilt is supposed to be made of pieces of cloth sewed together, whether they would be triangles or rectangles or all sorts of fancy patterns. But that is a quilt. Well, comfort is just one solid piece with maybe a border around. These are mine, flowered with a border around, you see.
But a quilt also has...
But a quilt is pieces of material, different colors, and of course you can have people sometimes just buy two colors and have it checkerboard or whatever way you want it. Oh, then sometimes it's made of just any number of all descriptions of course, it'd be the same kind of material. I mean, if you'd be making it of cotton, or you'd be making it of wool or silk or what have you. And then after it's put, that would be the top, and then you'd have a plain piece underneath, and somebody would quilt it for you. And they put cotton in there, and then they go all around with these curlimacue stitches and all, which holds the cotton instead of having it all slide around, you see. And the eiderdown comfort's the same way. They're always curlimacues of stitching because that holds the down in little pockets all over, don't see. Otherwise, it would just might all get over in one corner.
And the thing that you put your head on?
A pillow, and then some people like a bolster, which is...
Yes.
About this big round and goes all the way across the bed.
Is that for ornament or for use?
Well, some people sleep on them and some people might prefer to take it off and use pillows at night, but you can sleep just as well on a bolster. It's filled with... I don't think people see bolsters now much, but I mean that's a kind of an old-fashioned thing.
Did you ever use pillow shams?
I've seen them used. I never did. My mother never did have any, but I've seen them. They... After you have the pillow, then there's sort of spreads out over it, you see. And for instance, if it's embroidered, well, you'd have a pillow, the embroidery would just be on the end. But this way, it's a rectangle all embroidered around, and then you, or lace or something around to make it look a little. But that was a kind of a. I'll tell you, I don't know whether people just laid them over there or whether they had a back to them, but you would never sleep on such a thing as that. That's just something for, and I don't know, they were kind of an old-fashioned thing that I don't think my mother ever cared for them. I never did see any here, but I've seen them, you know, in some people's houses.
And a bed is made on the floor?
Trundle bed. That's what you meant, didn't you? One that slips
sure.
Under the bed. Was that what you meant?
That's interesting. Would you tell me more about that?
It was a kind of a way to get a bed out of the way. You see so many old-fashioned beds.